Blog Talk Radio. Inspiring growth now with intensity and transparent energy. If you're tuned in, this means you're now ready to make the shift from ordinary to absolutely amazing. Welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, a show where you will always get the sparks you need to ignite your life and live the epic life now that you deserve today.
No words can tell it all, my love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye, why are we so far? I wanna be next to you,
next to you.
So let my letter day, always feel and pray, longing for more and more, so much things to say. I wanna be next to you,
next to you.
Can't go on without you.
Put it on. At about 16, I thought that I could do it on my own. Never committed, cause I really thought that I was grown. Every time I was in trouble, I had to pick up the phone. Nevertheless, you always answered on my call. Even though you knew that I was always set up for a fall, you always bailed me out, really and truly never struggled. But I was dedicated to go right back to my hustle. Look at me now, bugging, I can't take it anymore. Even if I'm making 30 G's a month, I'm really bored. I'm back now, just wanna relax now. Just wanna be next to you. This is my confess to you.
No words can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye? Why are we so far? I wanna be next to you,
next to you.
So let my letter say, always feel and pray, longing for more and more, so much things to say. I wanna be next to you.
I can't go on.
share of times when love seems so true, but nothing hurts more than to find the one you love really doesn't love you. I could have given up a long time ago, but I never would have bet you my sweet darling, and you would never have known that it's not my
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. Yes, I am your host. This is Toy Parker here at Live in a Cafe on the radio to thousands and thousands of listeners, one day millions, but it doesn't matter because I couldn't go on without you. And the first song that you heard tonight was Without You by our breakthrough artist out of Canada, Prosper and GPM. Amazing group they're working on their Love is the Answer tour right now. They'll be coming down to North Carolina to the States pretty soon, so I'm really excited about that. I'll be working on some projects with them, so just wanted to give them a big, big, big thank you so much for your support for exclusive music that you only find right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. And right after that, you know, my co-host couldn't make it tonight, so you know I could not let his voice be heard. So that was the one and only Jason Peel, our VIP Platinum sponsor of the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network, with his own written, arranged song and performed song, Bad Men, Good Guys. It's an amazing song. It's very fitting for tonight's topic. Tonight we're going to be talking about, you know, our segment, The Love Factor. It's Love and Relationships Week this week. So we're talking about the love factor, communication, love, and you. We're going to talk about the rules of engagement for communication and love. And, of course, I'm going to help provide what I call 50 shades of clarity. So no matter which way you look at it, it's going to be the truth. And tonight we're going to talk about the truth about love as it relates to communication, love, and you. So if you have not already joined us, people have been sharing out in the feed. Thank you so much, Donna and Kimberly, and a lot of other people have been inboxing me. Thank you so much for all your support and texts. I've gotten quite a few texts as well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Some people were calling last time. I'm like, I can't answer right now, but I definitely appreciate your support. So, yes, thank you so much. If you have not already joined our Facebook group, be sure to do so. I want you to go over to the search area, put in hashtag Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, and look for my face, and you'll know you're in the right place. And if you have not learned anything about me yet, or you want to know a little something about me, I don't talk about what I do much on the air, but you feel free to go over to toyparker.com, and you can learn
just a smidgen to scratch at the surface of all the things that I have done and am doing now. So be sure to do that as well. And like us over on Facebook as well, our Facebook page, Toy Parker. Follow me on Instagram, Toy Parker. I keep it real simple, Pinterest, Toy Parker. Twitter is the only one that deviates from that, and that's you can follow me on Twitter at I Am Forever Toy. And that's a story for a different time. But first, let's talk about what we're going to talk about tonight. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. I see a lot of people calling in. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be talking about some hot tonight as it pertains to love, and you know how I do. Now, I don't have my other half with me on air, but that's okay. I know he's somewhere listening, so I'm sure if he needs to or feels that he needs to come, you know, join me, he will do so. But I know he's got a lot going on. He just finished performing at an award show. I'm so proud of him, beyond proud, really. And so I know his schedule just might not, you know, allow for him to be with me tonight. And so we just wanted to give him that special shout out. He'll laugh at me. I still said it correctly, shout out. I didn't say shout. I don't know how to do it. You know what I'm saying. Dedication to my co-host, Jason Peel. I call him Jay, but you all call him Jason. Jason Peel. So our VIP Platinum sponsor for the network. Thank you so much, Jason, for all of your help behind the scenes and your support. It's amazing, and I appreciate you beyond measure. So before we go to break, just want to let you know there are two ways to join us. Also, you can stream live with us at blogtalkradio.com/Toy Parker. So if you have any phone issues, and I know there's some thunderstorms going around, a lot in North Carolina particularly, and in some other places. So if you happen to, feel free to stream live with us if you need to, if the lines get closed up and you are not able to call in. For those of you around, I see so many different area codes, so we're hitting across. It's global. It's official. We're definitely, we've been officially global for over a year now, but it's just amazing when I see all the different area codes and then some half of which I don't recognize and they're not continental U.S. So thank you so much. And I do want to thank our friends in the Philippines who join us. We do have some friends in Great Britain who join us on a regular basis. Thank you very much. Australia and actually North Africa and South Africa. So we're expanding our reach, which is amazing. So thank you all so much for joining us. And of course, those of you in the good old U.S. of A and continental U.S. territories, I appreciate you as well. We appreciate you. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to do my PowerPoints, where we're going to talk about the rules of engagement for love communication. We will be right back right after this. Don't go anywhere. And guess what? Tonight, you guys are going to have an assignment to do during one of the breaks, and it's going to be fun, fun, fun. So stick around. We'll be right back right after this. From the very start.
love won't leave you alone. Oh, babe, I'm always gonna be right here. Leave all of the pain in your past. We've got a love that will last. Oh, I'm always gonna be right here.
Yes, there is an amazing life on the other side of all the things you procrastinate on. It's time for you to break through and experience success over procrastination and the fear of success you are living in love, life, and business today. Don't wait. Go right over right now to toyparker.com to schedule your free Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session today so you can live the epic life now that you deserve. Today.
And we are back in this episode. We're continuing our 50 Shades of Clarity, the Truth About Love conversation with our in-depth and candid discussion about communication, love, and you. Tonight, I'll be giving you some PowerPoints. Go ahead and get your pens and paper out if you have not already, because we're going to go over some points, just some conversation, general conversation, but it's going to be quick, so it's not one of those long. If you want a breakthrough session with me, go ahead and go over to swayparker.com and click on your free breakthrough session so that you can get more. But until then, I'm going to definitely share some PowerPoints with you real quick. They go by fast, so be sure to catch on. So when we're talking about the rules of engagement in love, it's so amazing because there are so many different ways to approach it. And what I'm going to do is just give you some practical tips that actually are tried and true. So I'm not just, these are not theories. These are actual practical strategies that have been used successfully that I've actually given to clients and I've actually used myself. And some of which are discussed in my book, if you haven't had a chance to purchase it, Live Love Daily. The love stands for living our vision every day. And the rest of the material that has not been covered in that book will also be in my 50 Shades of Clarity, The Truth About Love, Life, and Business book. So that's coming out later this year. I'm so excited about that project. So you'll definitely get a chance to, you know, catch a little bit on there. But in the meantime, let's talk about that. Because when we're talking about love and relationships, you know, first things first, there is, you got to stop looking at it like who's right and who's wrong, because that's the one thing that keeps, it just really puts a damper on your relationship. Because when you're going in to a communication situation seeking to be right, seeking to find wrong, that's number one. Stop seeking to find wrong. Stop seeking to be right. Go in to communicate. I'm going to say that again because for some people it kind of tapped them on the shoulder, and others, you know, they're like, wait a minute. I mean, I understand what she's saying, but what is she saying? So here's what I'm saying, and I mean it. Stop going into your communication with your loved one to prove a point. To, you know, a lot of times we go in, we have intentions. We need to be mindful of our communication intentions when we're in relationships. So sometimes something can be heavy on your mind all day and you can't wait to get home or to, you know, have that moment to tell that special someone what's on your mind or what bothers you. We got to be more intentional about the way we communicate. And the only way to do that is to be self-reflective first, because happiness is an inside job. And a lot of times we will project whatever is happening inside of us onto another person. So if we're feeling insecure, then we're going to be overly anxious about things with our mate or our potential mate. So we need to look at ourselves first and deal with ourselves first. Love on us first. Love on yourself first. And then give yourself a chance to really be in the right frame of mind to communicate. A lot of times we don't think about that, and we just kind of rush into these communication situations, and then it's like a train wreck, kind of goes downhill from there. But if we take the time to be more intentional about what we do and the way we do it, then we can actually save a lot of relationships out there. So that was number one. Number two, I want you to listen to understand, not reply. I'm going to say that again. Someone missed it. If you're out there in the feed, feel free to post. I want you to listen to understand, not to reply. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? But how often have we been in a communication situation with our spouse or significant other or, you know, potential mate, whatever have you, and we hear them, but we're so ready to say what we have to say that we don't really hear them. Does that make sense? So what I want you to do is to learn to listen to understand. Stay quiet. You don't always have to talk. Listen and actively listen. There's a difference between passive listening and active listening, and I want you to make it your intention this weekend. Start this weekend. Just do a project. I want you to be more mindful of when you're actually active listening or when you're passive listening. Are you listening to understand, or are you listening to reply? Because you know exactly what you have to say. You know exactly what the other person, you know, you think you know what they're thinking or what they're about to say or what they're about to share. But do you really? Did you let them talk? Did you hear them all the way out? Did you even hear anything that they said at all? Or are you busy on your phone? Are you busy online? Are you busy doing whatever instead of really active listening? Do you make eye contact with your mate? A lot of people forget to do that. These are simple, simple things that people just forget to do because we're always in a rush and we always have something to do and somewhere to go. Okay, number three. There are only 5 PowerPoints. And then I'm going to give you your assignment and we're going to have our break. And during the break, you'll be working on your assignment. For those of you who have online access, I definitely want you to participate because this is an active, interactive show tonight. Well, we do it all the time, but particularly tonight, we're going to do an interactive show. So, all right. Number three, don't internalize. And what I mean by that is when they're talking to you, you have to understand, and I'm going to go back to what I said in the beginning, what we're communicating to other people is a reflection of what's happening inside of us. So even if the other person is upset, even if the other person is frustrated, even if the other person may not necessarily be communicating in the manner in which you feel you should be communicated with, you have a choice every time. You have a choice. And so what I want you to do is to be more mindful and don't internalize that communication. Understand that that is separate from you. And the only thing that you have to do is to respond. That's your only job, not to internalize, but to respond accordingly. Whether it's stay calm if the other person is not calm, or whether it's to be loving and reciprocate that, or however, you know, whatever that conversation dictates, that's up to you. I'm not here to tell you how to have your conversation because I'm not there for the content. But what I'm giving you are the strategies to have an effective communication with your significant other, your spouse, your mate, your potential mate. And these are things that you can practice with other people. So by the time you're with that one that you love and that one that you really care about and you're in their space and you're in that place with them in that now moment, which brings me to my next point, stay in the now. And it's so important. When you're dealing with communication, sometimes anxiety comes up. But perfect love casts out fear. I posted about that today. Fear has torment, and that's the reason why it also causes these extra situations during communications, because you're not even in the now. You're not even here. You're not present with that person. You're afraid of what they'll say next or what they'll do next or how they will react. But I need you to focus on the now. I need you to do a deep breathing if you need to. Whatever it is that you need to do, quiet yourself. Find your center and communicate. Because when you find your center, see, a lot of people think peace is when nothing is happening and, you know, you're at peace. But really, peace is when all kinds of stuff is happening around you and you're able to still be centered. In the middle of that conversation, in the middle of that, because everyone doesn't get along all the time, but the key is how do you handle it when it gets to that point. Because it takes two people to argue. I tell people this all, it takes two people. Two people. Now, me personally, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to say what I need to say, and I'm pretty much done, and I'm not going to keep repeating myself either. But I will make my point made in a nice way, but I'm done after that. So I'll just listen. I kind of, if I happen to have a piece of paper, I'll write down my points, and then I'll say, so you're saying XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. So you're saying so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. Toy, do you bring paper to conversation? Sometimes, no. But you can make mental notes when that happens. And see, by you repeating what they're saying, you're letting them know that you're actually listening. Because a lot of times you're trying to make points and you haven't even listened to the other side. So it all goes together, these different stages. So we are on. I told you it was going to go by fast. Okay, so we are on. Now that was number four. And number five, I'm going to go with the hashtag Live Love Daily. Because really, at the end of the day, there is only love. And you have a choice. You can operate in love or you can operate in fear. And I challenge each of you to be courageous and to walk in love. I could go scriptural with it, but you already know a lot of the scriptures. I'm not going to quote them. But I'm going to take it there. God is love, ladies and gentlemen. So if you look at God in that person as opposed to looking at that person for just who they are, but see them as God's child, I think we'll be more apt to actually having more compassion, a sense of wanting to understand that other person's point of view. And it's not easy. It is not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but it can be done. But that's up to you. Life is a series of decisions. I'm going to say it again. Life is a series of decisions, and it's up to you to choose and act accordingly, because you are the product of all of your decisions. In communication, you are the product of all of your decisions. However you decide to do that, you are the product of your decisions. And so I challenge you to make sure that you examine yourself first, find your center. Because these are the true rules of engagement when it comes to love. I promise you. Stop looking at who's right and who's wrong. Listen to understand, not to reply. Don't internalize. Stay in the now. And last but not least, live love daily. Now, here's your assignment. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. All right, I'm going to post a link in our group. And if you are not a part of our group, I need you to go ahead and join. And I want to encourage others. If you know some people that you think would be great, would really benefit from the information that's shared in our group, please add them. You have my permission. You have my permission. Please add them. So I'm going over. This is live, so I'm literally going over to the group right now. Let's see here. And I'm going to post a link, and I want everybody to go to it. And we're going to cut to break. Now, during this break, here's your assignment. You have an assignment during the break. I know you guys are like, Toy is serious. Yes, Toy is for real. I am not playing. So let me get over there. And it's coming. Got to love the internet. Of course, as I say, I'm about to do it right now. Of course, it would go slow, right? That's just the way it is. But it's coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Let's see here. Which way do I want to do that? So, yes, while I'm waiting for it to come up, yes, what we're going to do, we're going to do something fun. Now, Jason and I, earlier this year and at the end of last year, we both took the Love Language Profile Test. And during an episode, we actually talked about that. So what we want you to do, your assignment from us, from Jason and I, is to take the Five Love Languages test. Now, I'm going to say the address, but I'm also going to post the address. So here's the address, www.5lovelanguages.com/profile. I want to say it again, and I'm about to post it as soon as this, there we go. I'm about to post it right now. So I'm going to say it again, but I'm also going to post it. www.5lovelanguages.com/profile. Go to that website during this break that we're about to go to, and I want you to take the test so that you can figure out what your love language is. And when we come back out of the break, we'll bring in our phenomenal guests, because I want you, I know you guys are listening, so I need you all to take it too. Everybody's got to take it. No exceptions. Everybody's got to take it. So when we come back out of the break, we're going to discuss what our results are, whether we're surprised or not. And the funny thing is, sometimes when you take it at a different time, your answers are different because you're constantly changing. So don't think that just because you've taken, oh, I've taken it before, hey, you might want to take it again and get an update. So here's your assignment, the five love languages. I want everybody to take the test, and then we're going to talk about it when we come back right after this. It's going to be fun right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. Special segment, the Love Factor. Going to listen to some sounds from our other partner, Sam Harmonic, right after this.
Not the one for you.
you would like to become a sponsor for the Toy Parker Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network, let us know. Be sure to text Ignite Your Life to 22828. Again, text Ignite Your Life to 22828 if you would like to become a sponsor. What we're going to do, for those of you who are doing that assignment, I did get some texts. I kind of interrupted the program for just a moment because I did get some texts and some inboxes saying, I'm not done with the test. Don't go back. Don't go back just yet. Okay, so we're going to try to play one more song. We're going to take a quick music break. I was going to play a commercial, but it's just a little thunderstorm up here down here in the heart of North Carolina, the heart of the Carolinas. So what we're going to do, I'm going to try to see if I can play a song that will get us through so that helps those people who are still finishing up. Because I got to play, you know, I'm in the mood for love. This is the love factor. So you know we got to play love music. There's no way we can't. And that song that you heard right before was one of our other supporters who's also a fellow Aggie. Jason is an Aggie. I'm an Aggie. And then Sybil, she's also an Aggie. So a lot of Aggies are, you know, on the show tonight. But Sybil is an awesome supporter, and she'll actually be doing some things with me during the Ignite Your Life conference, which is coming up in 2016. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm so thankful and grateful for her continued support. That was Sybil with Don't Make Me Over. And what I'm going to do, let me see. What should I play? What should I play? If you have a special request, let me know, and I'll make sure I upload it to the show. That would be interesting, right, to do all that at the same time. Let's see. Then I really need Jason in here for real. He'll try to come in and try to take over. But let's see. Okay, I've got something for you. Let's see. Here we go. Got a little something for you. So while you're finishing up that test, because we're going to be talking about it right after this, let's see. Hopefully we're going to get it started. For those of you who are just joining us, we are all taking an online test right now, the 5 Love Languages. So be sure to go to www.5lovelanguages.com/profile. And depending on whether you're in a relationship or whether you're single, you can actually take one depending on what you are. So there's one love language profile for singles, and there's one for those who are in relationships. So it's really interesting. And I'm coming back over here to see what's going on. Let's see. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to try to see if I can refresh. I'm going to talk about that while I'm doing this. Let me see here. There's the board. We're connected. So let me see here. And it's coming back. So what I'll do, I will. Right. Gotta love the internet, right? Always got backup. Let's see here. Hold on. So for those who are online, some were like, where do I go? So you go to, let me give you that again, www.5lovelanguages5lovelanguages.com, and that's languagesplural.com/profile. That's where you go. And we're all taking it. I won't tell you where I was in terms of percentage, so I'm almost done myself. But thankfully, there were some other people that were asking for some extra time. And I'm going to do a mic check, make sure that, let me see here. Kim, if you can inbox me, if you can hear me, because I know that it's storming here and you know how electronics goes. Gotta love it. It's all live, and I love it. It's live, and I love it. Let me check. I got a message. I take it that's a yes. Can't see what you put, but I take it that's a yes. Awesome. So the best thing about it is, I mean, it's so amazing. In my 20-plus years of radio and television experience, no show is ever the same. Each one is unique, and each one has sometimes, if you have those perfect shows and you're just like, yes, nailed it all, then you have those shows where you're like, technology, really? You don't cut up today? This one might be one of those days, but it's okay. I got you covered because it's called a telephone, and it's called a cell phone where you can do things online at the same time. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Donna's checking in. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let me know. Inbox me, Donna, if you finish that quiz, though. Let me know. And if you're out there and if you have your results, be sure to post it in the post what your love languages are in our group. So if you have finished the test, the online test, post out there in the group what your love languages are. And as soon as I can, I will do the same. But I'm headed over to the studio in a different area. We're going to see what we can do here. Gotta love it, technology boy. Gotta love technology. Kim and Vince, I'm bringing you on in just a minute. I haven't forgotten about you. But in order for me to get back to my board, I gotta make sure I can reach you. And I'm gonna call on Jesus' power because in the name of Jesus, we're gonna be working. So this is not, see, what it is the devil's just mad because a lot of people are getting help and a lot of people are learning to communicate and a lot of people are, you know, the devil's mad, but, you know, he can't win. We already know that. We already know the toy has the victory here because, you know, I ignite my life with the power of Jesus. What? So, yeah, we're going to get this together. No worries.
So let's be here.
But for those who do not have access to internet where you are, I do want to let you know what the love languages are so I could do that while I'm waiting for everything else to come up. See, Toy always has a backup plan to the backup plan. See, the alphabet has 26 letters, so if plan A doesn't work out, you got 25 more letters. Hello. So always remember that. Always remember that. Ignite your life. Always have a plan plus a plan plus a plan plus a plan plus a plan.
And this is really live, so let's get off the radio.
We're going to fill up another whole thing. Let's see here. And just to give you an example of some of the questions, it's asking you what's more meaningful to you. And the reason why they're asking certain things is because they're going to categorize your answers in a certain area, whether it's touch. Touch is a love language. You know, then there's the communication. The words of affirmation is the love language. The acts of service is the love language. And there are a few more that we're going to go over. So let me see here. Ashley Banks Clemens, I see you out there. Thank you so much for your support. So many of you. I can't name you all. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. You're awesome. And thank you so much for all those who are inboxing. I appreciate you as well. So let's see here. All right. I am back in the studio. I'm already still in the studio, but I can get control of my boards. I was about to do an SOS to Jason and have him take over the show and hack me, but won't need to do that. Yay. I was about to send out some serious text for real. I was about to text him real quick and be like, hey, help me out. And I'm trying not to, because I know he might be in the studio. He's been working on his latest CD, or, you know, digital media, as now everybody's just like, people don't even say CD anymore. But let's see here. What we got going on? Oh, yay, words of affirmation. Is that your primary, Kim? Kim says words of affirmation. I wonder which one. Yes, in the name of Jesus, for real, for real. And that's why I'm getting control of these boards, honey. Yes, ma'am. The devil's just mad, that's all. The devil's just mad. Awesome. Kim says that her and Vince, post yours too. I want to know what yours is. See, there's more than one. See, the devil has no power here. So he can try to mess with technology all he wants to, but the show must go on. And I will keep, whether I got to do it, half on the Facebook group, half on the air, however we're going to do it, we're going to keep this show rolling. How about that? So take that, devil, bam. All right, and you can insert Kermit the Frog, little bomb, little thing blowing up behind him in the background. Boom. Yep. How about it? So, yes, Kim's main primary one is words of affirmation. Interesting. Vince, if you're out there, go ahead and post yours in the feed. Want to know what yours is. And I have some questions for you guys, too. So we can still make it work because I'll just ask the questions and you guys can post in the feeds until I can get you on air live. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to pull up a whole new browser. See, Toy is a smart one. It pays to be a nerd, doesn't it? Y'all. It sure does. So let's see what we got going on. I'm going to use a whole new browser. But, yeah, if you're out there, go ahead and post in the feeds what your primary love language is. I'm all over the place with my love languages. I know that sounds bad, but I am. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. I have, like, this multiple. I have a lot of strong ones that the percentages are, like, pretty much even across the board. And I know last year touch was my primary, so I'm curious, which I found very interesting. I didn't have any answers that were related to that, but okay. So, but I know that is me. Touch is one of my primary love languages. And words of affirmation for me too, Kim. I'm totally there with you. I love those. But, yeah, I have a lot of strong ones. My percentages were pretty high in more than one area, which I found most interesting. That was the most interesting part about it. Let me see here. There it is, Mozilla. I'm gonna open up a whole new browser. I'm gonna be advertising for Mozilla tonight. I'm usually in Chrome, but let's see what's going on. I'm gonna go and use a whole totally different browser. There we go. And thank you all so much for staying on. I see all the numbers still there. I appreciate you guys. Go ahead and finish those tests though, because I want you to post, if you can, or if you don't want to admit it to the rest of the world, what your love language is, feel free to inbox me, and I won't say your name. I'll just say someone said. So I'll do that. No worries. Because I know everybody is not as open, and I get that. Totally respect that. And it's okay. There, we got a lot of shy people, too, sometimes. And it's okay. But the main thing is, and some of you might be like, why are we doing this test? Because 50 Shades of Clarity, here's the thing. In order to know how to communicate with your mate, it's really amazing and best. I recommend it highly to find out what your mate's love language is. So you can learn how to effectively communicate with them. And that's the reason why we're doing this together, because we're not going to put it off anymore. It's not going to be sitting in our inbox. It's going to be something we're going to actually do together. And for those of you who have not had a chance to read the book by Gary Chapman, it's really amazing. And there's even one for children. So if you have children, I want to strongly recommend that you have your child do the test as well, because it really will help you learn their love language. I know personally, you know, Inspiring Growth Now with Intensity and Transparent Energy is what IGNITE stands for. And just being transparent, I actually had my daughter take the test as well. And I was really surprised, and it explained a lot of her behaviors. Some stuff I just was like, okay, I don't even understand why you do that. But now it just totally makes sense. And it was so worth my time to do. Look at Jesus. We're about to get Vince and Kim on. And we're not even going to go to a break. Here we go. All right. Jesus is real. How about it? Oh, you guys got to be glad that you got a smart host. You've got to be glad. It pays to be a nerd. So all the nerds out there, don't be ashamed. You be proud. Be a nerd and be proud. I am. We can get stuff done. Bam. Back in the studio. Back up. We're back up. Yeah, baby. Thank you, Jesus. Got to give credit where credit is due. Yes, yes, yes. About to go to the back to the studio. Look at Jesus. And thank you all so much for just hanging in there. That was kind of crucial, wasn't it? But you know me, I can keep you going. And is everybody logged in? We might have shut it down tonight. Oh my gosh. It's busy. What? Let's try it again. That was a lie. Let's see. Well, while this is coming up, let's see what we've got in the feeds. Let me check the post. So, Kimberly and Vince, I'm going to give you some questions. I know you can hear me. And what I want you to do is to answer the questions in the feed, and then I'm going to say what your response is. Oh, hi, Lisa Wilson. She's joining us, too. Hi there. Let's see here. Where we go? There we go. Yes, honey. She said, touch Kimberly. Yes, honey. Quality time. Yes, that's me. That's me all day. That is me all day. Honey, you just don't. Yeah. Quality time. Need that. But I'm patient, though. And see, that's the thing. You know, when you know sometimes, like, your mate may do acts of service, and that might replace the quality time because they're not able to give you the time that they know that they want to give you, but they'll do something really phenomenal, you know, just for you, you know. So you've got to be able to understand and read that correctly. And I hope I'm helping somebody out there because, you know, for those of us who are, you know, we love that quality time. And there are a lot of females like that, but there are some males like that too. They want quality time too. It's not just the females. So if you're like that, understand the other person's love language because they may be trying to give you time in a different way, but it's in their language and not your language. And so that's really what it boils down to. And let's see where we got. I saw a comment come up. Yes, that's me, Kim. I work so much, so at this point, I need to hear how special my baby thinks I am. That's me too, girl. That's why I need those words of affirmation. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So for those who are like, who is Toy talking to? We're in the group. We're actually, see, God works everything for our good, and this is awesome because it's actually forcing us to really communicate through the group tonight. So you got to become a member of the group. Uh-oh, I got a text. Oh yeah. Okay, we got our friend Danielle. I got it right. Ha ha. Danielle. Ha. Yes. Did not pronounce it wrong. We had just had a conversation about our names and people mispronouncing it, so I got it right. She was like, "It goes back to the old school courting." Yes. Yes, yes. I'm loving this participation. I'm getting texts. I'm getting inboxes. Look at Jesus. This show is what? Hashtag blazing amazing with technological difficulties. How about it? See, we've just stomped all on the devil. He's trying it, but he can't win. He'll never win because he does not have the victory. Toy does. Ha. Ignite your life. People say, get a life, get your life. No, I need you to ignite your life. So anyway, yes, I work. She said, I've worked so much, so at this point, I need to hear how special my baby thinks I am. And she said, laugh out loud. I agree. I am the same way. That is me all day, every day. And because, you know, we're so busy doing everything else, we're like superwomen out, you know, serving the world. So we need to know at the end of the day that we are special. And that's why, you know, it's so amazing. And I know I appreciate any time is taken from me because that lets me know, and those words are important, whether it could be simple, you know, just I appreciate you, or, you know, it doesn't matter. It can be as simple as that, or it can be as complex as something really amazing, like words to a song. It doesn't matter. I appreciate it all because I know at the end of the day, the bottom line is you feel that I'm special and you want to show me that and you want to share that with me. And that means everything to me. And that's kind of how, you know, and the interesting part about it is, see, I've had to learn how to manage my love because I'm a communicator. So for me, I had to learn to balance it out, because sometimes you're regurgitating and you're not really communicating. You're like over communicating. You're just like bam, 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 bam. And the other person can get overwhelmed, not in a bad way, but just in a can I share and give to you kind of way? Because if you're always giving, 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 you're never receiving. So I'm so glad this came up, because in the midst of all that, in the midst of us learning about our love languages, let us be mindful of how we use them. Because especially if you're an acts of service, that's your primary. You're always going to want to do something, do something, do something. But remember that it's good to receive as well. So, Vince, if you get a chance, be sure to weigh in and tell us what your love language is. I don't know if you have access to the internet, but it would be great if you did. And I am still working on the whole studio part, because that was amazing. It was kind of funny what happened there. Let's see here. There we go. I'm going to pull up another Firefox. And while we're doing that, let's see what we got. His is affirmations. Amazing. Look at that. See, that's what makes Kimberly and Vince really great on their show, because they actually have some great things in common there. Don't make me do a the Love Factor date connection. What is that old school show? The Love Connection. Don't make me do it now. Don't make me do it. I know y'all going to get me after this show is over. She's laughing. I got some LOLs. I'm safe. I'm safe. Yay! But you guys have good chemistry, though. I really love you guys on air. You guys are great. So I really think you all should might want to explore that. Hashtag IJS, hashtag IJS, hashtag the love factor, hashtag I'm the love doctor tonight, hashtag I'm cutting up real bad, hashtag you can't say nothing because I can't put you on. But you guys are awesome. Just, you know, hashtag these are just jokes. However, there's truth in every joke. Bam. So that's all I'm saying. I pray that Vince is still laughing, and I pray that Kim is too. Give me a LOL. I need a signal. Give me a LOL. I got a LOL. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. So good. This is affirmation. So I'm going to ask a couple questions. And so the first question, when we're talking about communication, what Kim, this is for Kim and Vince. So we're going to start with Kim. Yeah, we started with Kim the last time. Let's do Vince. Vince, what's your biggest communication pet peeve for a man, as a man? What is your biggest communication pet peeve? And so you can either tell Kim and she can post it, or however you all want to get that to me. We are live on air, and I am rocking it out in this Facebook group. If you are not over here, you are missing the party. Hashtag join the conversation. Come over to Ignite Your Life with Twig Parker. And knock on the door, we will let you in. Kimberly is actually one of our admins as well. I love her support. So if I can't get to you, she'll get to you. We'll make sure you get in. And if you know anyone who can benefit from all the great conversations that we have every single week, be sure to add them. Add them to the group. You have my permission. I hadn't said that before, but I just wanted to let you know. You do have my permission to add other people to the group if you feel that they will definitely benefit from the life empowerment, love and relationships, health and wellness, or business and finance information, and fearless living segments that we have, and other information that are that's given every single day with the extra sparks and the today's sparks. Be sure to let them know. Go ahead and join them to the group. Add them to the group. You have my permission. Let's see here. And I'm waiting for their answer there. I know that was a doozy, so I'm waiting for Vince to let me know what are his communication pet peeves. And I have learned, I know for myself, I don't know what you would call it, but falling off, like inconsistent communication used to be one of mine. But I'm more patient because I do it and I don't mean to. So I can't get on other people about something that I do myself. So, and when I fall off, it's never on purpose. It's just that I'm just really doing a lot of different things, and I might just, like, fall off. But as long as you reach back out, make sure I'm okay. I'll send you an emoji. I'll do something. I'll, like, send you something so you'll know I still care. So I can no longer, that used to be one of my pet peeves. I don't really have, that was my major one, though. It used to, ooh, I was just, man. But I have come to realize, and this is, you'll find this too, the things that you really don't like about people are really things that you don't like about yourself. And that's just the truth. That's just a true statement. So be mindful of when you're saying you don't like something about someone, because really what you're saying is you don't like that about you. Because how could you identify that in someone else if you don't have that trait yourself? So always be mindful of that. You know, my dad used to say, when you point at someone else, you have three more fingers pointing back at you. And it's true. So you got to be mindful of that. Let's see here. For me, I'm going to have to give you guys my love language results later, because I only made it through because I'm doing like all kinds of stuff. So let's see what we got going on. Ooh, yes, yes. Kim's is arguing over small things. Honey, I agree with you there. Look, don't sweat small stuff. Life is too short. And the thing for me is that I have to stop shutting down, because sometimes I'll just shut down. Like I'll just, I don't have anything to say, so I'm done. Like, you can argue over there, but I'm not. So then I shut down, but then I'm not receiving either. So if you have anything to say, I'm really not trying to hear it, because I've shut down. I'm moving on. I'm, like, in my next plan of action somewhere. I'm not even in the same space. So I've tried to work on that, too, because that's not good either, because I'm not facing the situation and moving through it. Instead, I'm kind of flipping and skipping over it to get to where else I need to go. So I'm really, that's one of the things that I'm working on in terms of my communication, is making sure I don't shut down. And I think that comes from me when I was younger. I was, I love that shut down. Connie, yes, I shut down 101, 545, and 600. I got the master's level in the shutdown. I will go weeks and I won't say a word, but I'm trying to get out of that, because I know that's not healthy, but I am there. Honey, I understand. Kimberly posted in the feed, she said, I cannot stand arguing over small things. Honey, me neither. Hashtag shut down 101. Laugh out loud. I'm laughing with you. R-O. What is it? I was trying to say rolled on the floor laughing, but I couldn't remember all the, I couldn't remember the acronym. I am cutting up, and I'm having so much fun with you guys tonight. This is interesting. God did this on purpose to give me a chance to have a different type of show. He has me so far outside of my comfort zone. It's amazing. But I love living outside the comfort zone. That's the only place to be. This is the only place to be right here outside. I am so outside of my comfort zone. Okay. Vincent is his biggest pet peeve. Providing an honest answer, yet is not received well. Yeah. I understand that one. Even from a female perspective, I understand that too, because that's actually happened to me before. It only happened once, but the one time it did, because not to say I don't tell the truth. I tell the truth, but I've never had to give like that brutally honest answer that I usually kind of, I don't know, I don't necessarily sugarcoat it, but I just say it in such a beautiful way. By the time it taps you on the shoulder, you'd be like, dang, she just says, yeah, I did say that, but I didn't say it in a bad way, and I didn't say it in a non-truthful way. I just did a middle of the road. But then there's those times where you just got to just say what it is, and it is what it is, and that's what it is. And I have done that, and it was not received well. Probably that's the reason why I used to not do it. But I found the older I get, the less time I have to kind of create that middle-of-the-road answer, and I just got to tell you what like it is. Like, here's what it is. This is it. And, you know, but I'm mindful. You know, I'm not disrespectful about it, but I'm just kind of as a matter of fact about it, because we need to move on. But so I understand. Oh, my gosh, that is so good. That was good. So next question. Ooh, that was good. The next question. And again, tonight, for those who are just joining us, we are talking about a whole lot of great stuff in terms of the rules of engagement for communication and love. Uh-oh, my notifications are blowing up. And I sure will. But first, let's ask, okay, one more. Here's a good, what is the best way, and I want Let's see. We did Vince first last time. We're going to do Kim this time. Kim, what's the best way to let a person know that you want to begin a dating relationship? And then I want to hear the male point of view. What is the best way to do that? So we're going to wait. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. She's typing her answer. I see the little dot. She's so funny. This is amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is so new. This is the completely social media interactive show right here on Ignite Your Life Joy Parker Network, like totally interactive beyond our normal interaction. We've done a test online. And we've discussed the answers. And let's see, she's still working on her answer. So, Vince, feel free to jump in. The question is, what is the best way to let a person know that you want to begin a dating relationship? And then we're going to hit the opposite, and then we'll do a little bit. Because we have some extra time. So, okay, here we go. Ooh, she said, wow. She has to really think about it. Okay. She said, well, I think to simply be honest about how you feel and be prepared for them to be accepting or not. And if they don't feel the same way, don't take it personally. Exactly. Which is what I was talking about before about not internalizing. That's what I'm talking about. You can't internalize because really their decision has absolutely nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them and who they are and what's going on in their life. And it really has nothing to do with you. It doesn't mean that you're not an amazing person. It doesn't mean you're not lovable. It doesn't mean that you're not worthy to be loved. It just means that for whatever reason in that space and time, they're not ready for you. And wouldn't you rather be with someone who's ready for you than to be with someone who's not ready for you? You know, so it's okay. And you can be patient. I mean, and even with that not ready, you can still be patient with that person, but you have to decide your line in the sand. Like you have to come to a place where you're going to say whether or not you're going to, where they are. See, I personally believe you should meet the person where they are. Wherever they are, just meet them where they are because it's better than going against the grain. So you just have to come to a place of acceptance of where they are in terms of you. And then that gives you the latitude to make the decisions that you need to make. And then Vince says, I think we should give serious thought to pursuing a serious and exclusive relationship. I agree. Yes. Careful thought and consideration. Yes. So by the time you're actually making that decision, you know that that's really where you want to be. You know, that's just what it is. It is. But there's so many people who rush into things. We've got these microwave relationships. We've got these drive-by relationships. We've got these, you know, just, I don't know. It's a lot of stuff out there. I personally, I'm more traditional. I mean, I'm very old school. But, you know, I'll blend in some technology, but I'm going to need to hear your voice after a while. Like, we can't just be, I don't do text relationships. I don't do those. I have real relationships, so, and I don't do virtual relationships. No, no ma'am, no sir, no. You talk to me, we're going to visit, we're going to see each other at some point. No ma'am, no sir, no, I don't do virtual relationships. Now, I'll do a FaceTime if I miss you, you know, and I just really need to see you. That's great, you know, I'll do that, but that's not going to be all we do. No ma'am, no sir. Virtual world, there is a balance, and I need everybody to hear me, and if I'm stepping on your toes, I really do not care. There's a difference between a virtual relationship and a real-life relationship. Now, you can mix the virtual world into your relationship. If you're long distance, do that. You got to make that happen. That's good, but you should not. It should not be out of balance. There should be efforts on both sides to see each other in person, to call each other, to talk to one another in person, over the phone. Don't, if somebody is only texting you and that's all they're doing, chances are they got somebody on the side and you are just, you know, two steps away from being a side piece. Or you're already a side piece and you don't know you're beside the chicken nuggets. I don't know. Whatever it is, you got to examine that and you need to question that. If they can't call you at any time, any given time of the day, and they can only text you or call you, like, after a certain hour or whatever, you need to question that. We're talking about real stuff here. This is love. communication and you. Find yourself wherever you are and make changes accordingly. So, Kim and Vince, when can everybody, I've talked about your show a little bit and kind of introduced the fact that you all have a show together. So, when are you on air? I believe it's on Saturdays. And I think it's another day of the week as well. So, if you guys can inbox me and tell me before I go to my next question, which is equally awesome. I see the dots. Kim's texting. Okay, awesome. So we've got the show Man Talk 101 is on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Be sure to check them out. And that's well before my No Box, No Limits segment, which is at 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. So that's an actual TV broadcast. So just wanted to announce that new time. We were doing Fridays, but it's just more convenient to do it on a Saturday afternoon. It's only an hour. And we had a great time last time. And you can also find them on blogtalkradio.com/IAMMeRadio. So, and the reason why, you guys, Toy, you're going to advertise somebody else's show on your show. When you're a media mogul, you help others get listeners and audiences. I'm not worried. God's got me. I'm here. I'm blessed to be a blessing. So I want you all to support them. They support me so much. It's the least I can do. Love you guys. All right, Kim. I love it. So if I could give an emoji, it would be that big face girl with the hacker girl with the heart, the big old heart. That would be my emoji face that I'd be giving you right now. Oh, she said thank you. Oh, she gave a panda with the heart. Awesome. So next question, what I want you all to answer for me. Now, we talked about how to begin a relationship. What is the best way to communicate the opposite? Or, you know, I don't feel that there's a right way or a wrong way. Well, you know, within reason. But what's the best way to communicate that you are ready to move on and that person is not the one, if that is the case? Because that can sometimes, how, I guess, to be more specific with the question, what's the best way to do that and still remain friends and still keep that relationship from severing completely and burning the bridge down? So whichever one of you wants to take that first, let me know. And I'm loving this. You guys, you have no idea how far outside of my comfort zone I am. I'm used to just being able to cue people up and go ahead and do my mic checks, but we are doing this straight online. This is awesome. Ignite Your Life. We are setting records over here. But it's awesome. I love it. It's actually fun. So we might do this again sometime. Good. Kim says not to go in with expectations, to be honest and let the chips fall where they may, but keep the friendship first, and that's what's most important. Absolutely. I totally agree. Vince, I can't wait to hear what the male side is. And we're going to have a session where, you know, me and Jason are going to have to put y'all in the hot seat, and then you and Vince can put us in the hot seat with some questions. That will be so much fun. We'll have to make that like a Valentine's Day special or something. We'll figure it out. But I think that would be so fun. So that's just an idea that just came into my head right then. So let's see. We're waiting on Vince to get his answer. And we have one more question. Let's see here. This has been so much fun. Okay. Oh, I see the dots. Because I'm queuing up the next question now. Here it comes. Yes, Kim. I'm so glad, Kim. I'm glad you love that idea. It just came into my, you know, I was like, we should, oh my gosh, that would be like the ultimate relationship talk show. And I might even bring in Chris Richardson because I co-host his show, Real Talk, on Monday nights at 9 p.m. So while I'm giving out plugs to everybody, you can catch me also on Blog Talk Radio on Chris Richardson's show on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. And I actually, my network will be featured on another whole network later on this summer, if it's not already on already. God is just really moving. This network is just growing so much. But I'm just sharing that while I'm waiting for my next answer. Hashtag moving on. Vince, he says, I'm no longer happy in this relationship. This is what he would say. I'm no longer happy in this relationship. And he says that he would say, I don't want either of us to become bitter. I think that it's best that we separate our personal relationship and make sure our friendship remains. That is a very good, nice, middle-of-the-road answer. See, that's how I am. I'm that way. I'm very much, which is amazing because I'm a female, but I'm very much that way. So, very good. So, basically, in summation, uh-oh, got somebody else chiming in. I just got a text. Oh, no, Danielle was like, girl, you better preach. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. But it's true. Sometimes you just got to go ahead and just say what it is. And, you know, the best way when it's time to move on, and I'm going to talk about it in my book, 50 Shades of Clarity, Truth About Love, Life, and Business. When it's time to make those, to sever those ties, it's best to get it out in the open and discuss it and then let it go, as opposed to belaboring the point and talking about it over and over and over. Once you've made that choice, again, remember at the beginning of the show I said life is a series of decisions. Choose and act accordingly and take action accordingly. That's what you do. So understand that the end of something is not the end of the world. Sometimes the end of something is the beginning of something else beautiful. And sometimes until you can let go of what God doesn't want you to have, He can't give you what He really has for you. Because I promise you, man's rejection is God's protection. I just really, somebody needs to hear that out there. But understand that man's rejection is God's protection. And He's not going to allow you to go through anything and not have something, someone even better who's going to treat you better than you could even ever possibly imagine. You know, my soul is a witness to that. You know, the support, in terms of support, in terms of just really being there, you know? I mean, it's just priceless. But you got to understand that until you stop holding on to what God does not want you to have, what you think you want, because, see, God knows your heart. He knows the desires of your heart. He cuts through the asunder. So until you can let go of what you think you want and really be ready to receive what God wants for you, which is, He says in His word, I would above all that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That's not just money. That prosperity is love. It is peace. It is joy. It is happiness. It is everything that is pure, sweet, beautiful, every positive adjective you could ever imagine. But just imagine, He wants that for you and for me. So when these things happen, understand that it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You know, you've got to change your perspective, shift your perspective, ignite your life. A lot of times people look at things that are ending as, oh, my gosh, the world is coming to an end. No, no, that's not true. That's not true. God is working things together for your good. And I want to give some hope out there for people who, you know, for those who want to be in a relationship, your time's coming. Just trust God. Don't force. You can't force what can't do, you know, the whole round peg through a square hole through a round peg. You know what I'm saying. You know, just be patient, you know. And sometimes, ladies, you know the man is not ready. Sometimes men know the woman is not ready. But I promise you, if you decide to fumble through the dark together, you'll find the right piece of furniture to sit on. But you got to just trust God through the process. Because if we knew everything, then there would be no need to pray. There would be no need for faith. You know, the one thing that I've learned for myself that, you know, as we close the show, and just want to say thank you. I had a round of applause for my guests, but my sound effects are not in operation right now. But that's okay. So I'm going to, you know, we can give our yay, claps, for our wonderful guests, Vince and Kim. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm just so excited. This has just been fun. It's been fun. And I love the real intense interaction via our Facebook group. It's been really awesome. We always, you know, do our hashtag blazing amazing conversation every week. But today, we took it to the max. We blew it up. Instant messages and texts, and I mean, it's just been great. So, you know, as we kind of come to a close, I do want to leave these parting thoughts and just want you to know, from my personal lessons, you know, I kind of want what I want when I want it, you know, and I had to get delivered from that because I realized that it's okay to not know. Because, see, I manage a lot of things. I manage my household. I manage my daughter. I manage, you know, business. You know, I manage so many things. So when you manage things, you have facts in front of you. You're making decisions. You're able to make those decisions based on the facts. But when you're in a relationship or embarking on a relationship or whatever, you know, you don't always have all the facts in front of you. You don't always know everything. You just got to be in the now, stay in the now, enjoy the now, embrace the now. I'm just saying that because somebody needs to hear it. Embrace the now. You know that God holds the future. God holds the future. And you got to trust him with your life. And if you trust him with your life, and just each now moment becomes the future. So you can't, don't worry, the future, you can't even, there is only now. There's only right here, right now. This conversation is right here, right now. And for those of you who are joining the podcast, I hope you really enjoyed all the great conversation that we've had tonight. I've been very descriptive for those, you know, because it is radio, so I was very descriptive in the manner in which everyone was answering, even though it was on written social media and text and everything. So then that way you can kind of get a feel for the energy. Thank you all so much for joining us. I just want you to remember, if you don't remember anything else I've said tonight, I want you to hashtag live love daily. Remember the love factor, okay? And love people, trust God, pray always, and expect victory. And I promise you, you'll ignite your life every day of your life. It has been fun. I always say at the end, it's time flies when you're having fun, and it's been the same for tonight. I am your host, Toy Parker, and I look forward to joining you again next time. Until then, be sure to stay in the group so you can stay up on everything. And we have a wonderful post. I think Kimberly just posted something before we sign off. Let me check it out. Yay, and my computer's running fast. Yay, woo-woo. See what it should say. What it should say? Come on, come on. Oh, there it is. There it is. Yes, live, love it. Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much, Kimberly. She is so supportive. She's like the hashtag shorty behind the scenes. However, tonight she was on the show and then she's still posting. Love you, girl. That's my I have like 5 BFFs and growing. And you know she keeps moving up the little spot. She's one of them. And Danielle, thank you so much. You're out there listening. You have been awesome, awesome, awesome support. So I wanted to. I don't do slang well, so everybody knows that. Jason picks at me all the time. So that was your shout out. But yes, thank you all so much for being with me tonight. It has been hashtag blazing amazing, and we're going to do it all again next time. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night.